Well, look, congratulations on the JP Morgan Premiership Sevens Player of the Season. What are the principal memories of that tournament for you?
I just think it's how well the boys did as a group. I mean, we took quite a young side down, and a lot of boys who'd had first team experience, but also a lot of sevens experience, and I think we utilised that well, and we just played really good sevens. That was the most pleasing thing. I think our coach Mark Laycock did a fantastic job in sort of making the boys aware of what we had to do, and we went out in every game and did that.
And belief that took you past the favourite Saracens in the end.
Yeah, I mean, we'd obviously lost to Saracens the year before in the final, and I think quite a few of the boys had played in that game, and were sort of determined to right some wrongs from that. And we'd played really well in the tournament up until the final, and we knew we had to get over that last hurdle, and Saracens were certainly the toughest test, I think. And it took a lot of heart and a lot of belief to sort of overcome them.
Do you think there's a different value put on sevens now for the players? Obviously, the England sevens have got a higher profile. We're thinking about Rio de Janeiro in 2016 as well. Do players talk about sevens more now?
I'm not sure at other clubs. I really enjoy sevens, and it's something, you know, that I certainly think about and talk about. But I don't know really. Obviously, with Rio de Janeiro coming up and it becoming an Olympic event, sevens gets a much higher profile. And you know, I'm sure next weekend at the Twickenham Sevens, they'll have a massive turnout. And it's a great spectator event, isn't it? So I think people are sort of embracing it, and I hope clubs are as well, because there's a lot of sort of good core values from sevens that can be transferred into the 15-a-side game as well.
Well, as we stand here, of course, we don't know whether your club is going to be involved in next season's JP Morgan Sevens. Obviously, fingers crossed at the moment to see what happens with the Championship playoffs. When you look back on the last season in the Aviva Premiership for the Falcons, though, are there positives that you can take out and say this is the building blocks for where we're going to go? Obviously, you've got Dean Richards coming in. He's going to be a different influence.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, the first half of the season was really tough for everyone. We'd certainly targeted the early portion of the season, especially with a lot of clubs having their international players away, and I think we underperformed it, certainly in that early part of the season. But since Gary and Mike and John have come in, there's been a vast improvement, and they've certainly started to instil some key traits and values within the squad that I'm sure Dean will pick up and improve upon again. Because the last portion of the season, I think we were a completely different side. I mean, the rugby we were playing on the pitch maybe wasn't wasn't what the spectators want to see, but it was effective, and you know, we picked up a lot of wins there that, you know, I don't think a lot of people would have expected us to. So there's certainly some positives we can take. Obviously, we're bitterly disappointed that we finished where we have, but we'll learn from it, and we'll make sure we don't make the same mistake for the third season in a row.